Now let me turn to the findings of Volume 1. Before I go any further, I want to make clear that we found absolutely no evidence to indicate that CIA as an organization or its employees were involved in any conspiracy to bring drugs into the United States.
This is pretty unequivocal. We found taxpayers, I don't know how many tens of millions you paid for that investigation, but he found that the CIA brought drugs into the United States. My instinct as a government-trained investigator is, you know, I want to stop it, and I want to say, hold on now, Mr. Hitz. At this point, I really want to explain your Miranda. If you're under oath, you're committing a felony here. So, all right, now, you just heard the CIA tell you that they investigated themselves, they spent thousands and thousands of hours. Now, you're about to hear 60 Minutes and the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, a federal judge. Go ahead.
A ton of cocaine, pure cocaine, is smuggled into the United States. Sound familiar? Not the way this ton of cocaine got here. According to what the former head of the Drug Enforcement Administration told Mike Wallace, this drug shipment got here courtesy of what he calls...
Let me understand what you're saying. A ton of cocaine was smuggled into the United States of America. By National Guard?
Well, they...
In cooperation with the CIA?
That's exactly what appears to have happened.
Until last month, Judge Robert Bonner was the head of the Drug Administration, the DEA. And Judge Bonner explained to us that only the head of the DEA is authorized to approve the transportation of any illegal narcotics like cocaine into this country, even if the CIA is bringing it in.
Let me put it this way, Mike. If this has not been approved by DEA or an appropriate law enforcement authority in the United States, then it's illegal. It's called drug trafficking. It's called drug smuggling.
So what you're saying, in effect, is the CIA broke the law. Simple as that.
I don't think there's any other way you can rationalize around it. Assuming, as I think we can, that there was some knowledge on the part of CIA, at least some participation in approving or condoning this to be done.
Judge Bonner says he came to that conclusion after a 2-year secret investigation conducted by the DEA's Office of Professional Responsibility in cooperation with the CIA's own Inspector General.
Now, isn't that incredible? You just heard the CIA Inspector General telling you that his exhaustive investigation found no evidence.